Thank you. Thank you, Brother Lee. Good evening. It is a great... Fred, are you going to translate some of this? No?
No need translation.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I know on the front, at least on the front row, there are people that speak no English. Chao Hong doesn't speak any, I think. So, but anyway, not translation or anything. But Fred, come on in. This, I think, will be... Who wants to do it? No one wants to translate.
Maybe it's too hard.
No, it's easy.
But it's too easy.
Yeah, it's going to be very easy.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, you...
yeah, but you never know what I'm translating, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right. He's an actor. Okay, good. Well, as you said, my name is James, and I'm very glad to be back, to be in this church for the first time, even though I've been in the old church.
Yeah, 很高兴这是第一次来到这样一个教会，以前他去那个老教会去过多次。
We are all seated in the United States. Right now.
我们现在都一起都在美国。
But and most of you, I think, are from the mainland China.
你们大部分都是从中国大陆来的。
So I want to show you some pictures now. I want us to, you've come to America, but I want you to go with me now back to China, the country that I love very much.
我会给你们看上一些照片。虽然你们在美国，但是我让你们回到中国去看中国的照片。
So first, right now on the map, I want you to find your hometown on the map. Just look and see and find your hometown.
你可以从这地图上找到你的家乡。
Okay, everybody sees your home. Some of you are from Taiwan.
能不能找到你自己的家？
Maybe you can see it also, so it's okay. Can we bring the lights down just a little bit more, my friend?
请把灯关暗一点。
Yeah. More.
More, 再暗一点，再暗一点 ，Yeah.
Where is the light on the? Yeah, okay, all right, that's good. Okay, now next slide, please. Okay, I'm going to show you some slides now, and I want different people to say where you think this picture may be from China.
啊，你们可以说这个是什么地方
？Okay, I don't know where this picture is from.
他说他也不知道这是哪儿。
But thank you.
哎，神奇，都对的。
It's beautiful though. It is okay. Okay, next slide. Okay, what about this?
山西。
Yunnan, maybe. Okay, next. Now this one I know. Guilin, yeah.
Guilin,
yeah. Okay,
这个有代表特色。
Oh, what about
中国？
苏州。I don't know where this is.
我也不，他也不知道这是哪。
I forget. Okay, next. I took this picture, but I don't remember where it is.
像是四川的样子。
Maybe Liaoning province. I don't remember. She was big rice. Okay, next slide. Yeah. It could be Henan. I don't know where this is. Next.
啊，这是南方。Yeah.
We know what this is, right? Yeah. Okay, next.Beautiful country, China. It's very beautiful.
中国是非常美的一个国家。
Okay, next.
这个都知道是哪儿。
How many? Raise your hand if you've ever been to some section of the Great Wall.
如果你们去过还是没去过？如果你没去过的话，举个手。
Okay. Okay, next.
I've never been there, is right?
Okay.
I've never been.
My wife and I.Love the country of China, not but just because of the beautiful landscape.
我和我太太非常喜欢中国，不是因为它景色非常漂亮。
But because of the many other beautiful things we see there in architecture and in history. Next, the artists, you know, Cloisonné.
还有艺术。
The tea, well, I love the good Chinese tea.
中国的茶。
Next.The different art and religious history. Next, yeah, Nishan, okay. Next, yeah, who knows what this is? I will be very impressed if you know what this is. If you can, this exact one, not just a pagoda, but which pagoda is this? It's Nishan.What is the name of this pagoda? What is special about this pagoda? This is known as the Dachin Pagoda, David? Dachin Pagoda. Roughly 600 AD. And it is said that this is the first building where Christians worshiped in China.
这是中国的最早的基督徒敬拜神的一个建筑。
Okay, next slide. Okay, where are we now? Where is this? Yeah, it's downtown Hong Kong.
是什么地方？香港。
Next. Oh, of course. Now, you see, there's two Americans in the front here, on the bottom.
你看这有两个美国人。
That's my daughter.
那是我的女儿。
Okay, next. What city?
Beijing.
Yeah.
They can see it from the Thai.
Yeah, from the Thai country.
Yeah. It's Beijing.
Okay, next. Okay, where is this? Yes. How do you know it's Shanghai?
你怎么知道这是上海?
Yeah, that's a small building in Shanghai. Okay, next. One of the great things about China is 1 year from now.
1 year from now.
China will already have 37 gold medals, I think, 1 year from now.
Yeah, 中国已经有 37 gold, 已经有 37个 金牌了,一年以后。
Okay, next. Okay, now, I want you to look at this picture. This is my daughter. This is my daughter.
The real tiger?
This is a real tiger.
Oh, 这是真老虎.
This is. Is anybody who has been to Guilin? Who has been to Guilin?
有没有人去过桂林?
Did you go to the zoo or the park in Guilin? This is at the park, the zoo.
在那个动物园的里边.
The tiger's name is Bing Bing.
他一讲中文，我就不知道他讲什么的.
So anyway, it's my daughter. It makes me laugh when I see it. Okay, next. We take, my wife and I take groups of Americans to China once or twice a year. We see some of the history of China, some of the great architecture. We meet many interesting people across the country. We kind of explore and see what God is doing in the great country of
China.
But the most beautiful thing that we ever see in China are the people of China. Next. Now, you know, for Americans, it's always very strange for us to see no bottoms on the pants.
Yeah, 对于美国人来讲，看到开裆裤，他们觉得非常非常奇怪的，
it's,
因为美国人都有 diaper， 他们从来不开裆的。
Culture shock.
Yeah, 它这是一个文化上的一个震动，
okay,
文化冲击。 Who is the guy in the middle?
This is in Xi'an, by the way, not this. This is in Temple of Heaven in
Tiantan.
Yeah, in Beijing. Yeah.
Beijing.
The senior citizens, have you heard them sing on Sunday afternoon? Oh, they're so strong. I love them. Next, it's in Shanghai.
Shanghai.
That's back in Temple of Heaven.
又是在天坛.
Beijing lovers. I don't remember. Oh, he was in Xi'an.
Xi'an.
Good friends.
这对美国人也是很奇怪的，因为他是美国是不拉手的。 这样很有意思。
Oh, and the food in China.
中国的饭。
I was so interested to hear how your small groups described how important food is to your
church.
Right. Now, what are they doing here?
他们在干什么呢?
Of course, it's so good.
Yeah, 他非常
骄子, okay,
骄子.
Shanghai, flying a kite. Jilin. Love.
这是哪儿?
Changsha. Jilin.
Jilin.
Last, welcome to the United States.
欢迎来到美国。
And lastly, welcome, one more, welcome to Orlando.
最后说，欢迎来到奥兰多。
Yeah, exactly. See, we're, one of the things, my wife and I do, when I do some teaching, I do some writing, and I do some other things, but one of the things we do is meet Chinese who come to study at universities like UCF. And over the years, we've made some great friends.
Yeah, 我除了做一些写一些东西以外，那我和我太太最喜欢就是meet 一些中国来这边大学读书的一些中国人，像来 UF 读书的这些学生，中国学生。UCF,
yeah. So some of you may recognize some people in some of these pictures, you know, here in China. Karaoke, you know.
他们在唱卡拉 OK.
So, my wife now, is going to come and share, about the word hospitality. Hospitality.
太太一会儿会来告诉你讲一个词叫 hospitality， 让你讲什么是那是什么意思。
So would you welcome my wife who has a great gift?
欢迎 Evelyn。Carol。
Can I take this out or should you stand here?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, I'm Carolyn and I'm delighted to be here tonight with you.
我是 Carolyn， 我很高兴来到这里。
James and I moved to Orlando about 8 years ago, and we are both from Mississippi.
我们从密西西比八年前来到奥兰多。
And coming from Mississippi to Orlando is something like moving from the countryside of the Hunan province to Shanghai.
就像有点像从河南的农村搬到上海一样那种感觉。
Probably many of you will never go to Mississippi while you are here, but that is our home state and Mississippi is considered a very southern state.
那个也许你们都没有去过那里，那是但是那是我的老那是我的老家。
Now it's not so southern geographically. Florida is much further south than Mississippi is.
他那个地方被称为是一个南方城市，但是它虽然没有不比佛罗里达更往南。
But Florida is not southern.
但是佛罗里达不叫做南方。
One thing I have found to be interesting now that I teach English to Chinese scholars is that it's wonderful to have a southern accent.
他说在南方需要很好，就是有一个南方的一个口音。
Because many Chinese tell me I can really understand your English. You talk so slow.
他说你讲得太慢，我根本听不懂你讲什么。
So it's a good thing to have a southern accent and to be from Mississippi, I think.
他说很好，就是有一个南方的口音，从密西西比来带这个南方的口音是很好的一件事。
I wanted to tell you about my first trip to China. James has been going to China for I guess about 12 years.
James 已经去中国有12次了，但是他这是我第一次，我要跟你分享一下。
And he has had such a great love for your country and for the Chinese people.
他非常喜欢你的国家，也非常喜欢中国的人。
And I was busy raising children. We have 3 children, and I never could make the trips with him until 2002.
我一直在带，我有三个孩子，我一直在忙孩子的事情，一直没有跟他一起去。所以直到2002年的时候，我才跟他一起去了一趟中国。
And in 2002, we took our youngest daughter, Mimi, who was, I guess, 13 then, and lived in China for 3 months.
2002年的时候，我带着我13。
Yeah, she was 13.
Yeah, 13岁的女儿 Mimi 到中国待了3个月 ，three months.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we spent a good bit of the time in the Jilin province.
我们在吉林省待了一段时间。
But we traveled. Oh, don't put those lights on me. But we traveled all over your beautiful country, all over China.
我在中国到处都走了一趟。
And I was so amazed by the hospitality of the Chinese people to us, to me,
yeah.
to our family while we were in China.
我非常感到中国的客中国非常的好客，他们对我们和我的家庭接待的非常好。
Maybe part of it was that you couldn't help but notice us. I would go in a group of Chinese people, and I'm a very big, tall, blonde-headed woman in a group of very small, dark-headed people.
我是跟一群人去的，其他人都是比较矮的黑头发的。我是那个最高的一个黄头发的一个女人。
But even though I look different and I am different, I have never been more welcomed in my whole life than I was by the people of China.
虽然我看起来跟他们不一样，但是我一样被他们更热情的接待的。
We shared meals in people's homes. We had people take us around all over to visit the things they loved about their cities.
他们带我去看所有的好的地方，然后到家里去吃饭。
This woman is the mother of a friend of mine who welcomed us into their home.
这是我一个朋友的母亲，她欢迎我们到他们家去。
So even though we were away from home for 3 months, I was not homesick. I was okay being in China because of the hospitality of the Chinese people.
Yeah, 虽然我离开美国三个月，但是我一直不想家。我在美国在中国觉得就像在家一样。
And when we came back from that trip to Orlando, we had not been back but about a month when a Chinese woman, some of you maybe know Shin Chu and Jeff, invited me, asked me if I would be willing to teach an English class at her home in Chinatown, Chinatown.
Yeah, 他回来以后，那个他们我们这一个叫 Jeff 和新秀，他们以前是住在这边的，以前他我是在他们家里边教中国学生的英文。
And Shin Chu knew that I was a Christian, and she asked if I would come and teach the English class and use the Bible to teach English.
他知道我是基督徒，他问我可不可以到他家去来用圣经当做教材来教中国学生英文。
Now this was something I didn't really even have to think about or pray about. I knew that this was something God wanted me to do and that I wanted to do.
这些事我根本不用去思考，也不用去祷告，因为我知道这是神一定让愿意让我去这样做的。
And so in the fall of 2002, I began teaching a Friday morning English class Bible study to Chinese scholars and family members.
从2002年开始，我就在星期五晚上在那里教中国的。周五早晨
What are y'all
the morning,
saying out there?
Sorry, the morning, Friday morning, 周五早上在那里教中国的学生和家属的英文。
What were y'all talking about out there?
Yeah, I made a wrong translation. They recognize that.
It's okay.
Oh, correcting? Good, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brother Lee.
That's all right.
Don't get my day wrong. Friday morning Bible study in English class.
I did it on purpose.
Okay. And I'll tell you that using the Bible to teach English only makes sense because the Bible is the most read book, the most bought book in the whole world.
用圣经教英文是非常自然的一件事，因为圣经是销售量和阅读量最大的一本书。
So if we want to be informed people, if we really want to be intellectual people, we should know what the Bible says and know something about the Bible.
所以我们应该知道说。圣经到底在写什么？至少应该圣经是怎么回事
？So I've been teaching this class now since 2002. The class continues on Friday morning, but next week we will add an additional class to the Friday morning class. We will add a Thursday night class because I've had some Chinese students ask for that.
我们从2002年早开始就开始有星期五早晨的聚会。那么从下个星期我要在 Thursday night。
Thursday night.
Make sure 时间点这样对了啊。
The Thursday night.
星期四晚上我们又有一个新的课程，因为很多学生要求这样的课程。
The Thursday night class is going to be held at the home of Yufei and Guatao, or Feifei and Tony, I call them. Y'all know them. You know Yufei and Guatao. Yes. They are very active in this church.
I don't know who they are, but I know who they are.
You know what's that about?
Yeah. Yeah, 他星期四晚上是这回是在于飞和小涛关小涛他们家里面来学习。
And it will be identical to the Friday morning class. We will work on English. We will look at culture, and hopefully that will be a time. If you can't come Thursday night, if you can't come Friday morning, hopefully you can come Saturday night. You can hit an English class somewhere along the way.
他们的课程基本是一样的。如果你星期五早晨不能去的话，你可以星期四晚上或者是 have another Friday Saturday something.
Well, your Saturday night class that they have. That's
okay.
It.
Yeah, yeah. So you're talking about his Saturday, okay.
I'm
talking about three now, okay.
Because just as the church said, we are not in competition, okay? We are not in competition.
我们不是在竞争，我们是要找到大家都希望有能够方便的时间。
We are American Christians who love the Lord God and we love Jesus Christ.
我们是美国的基督徒，我们爱神，我们爱耶稣基督。
And we believe it's no accident that you have found you find yourself now in America.
我觉得你们能够来到美国不是一件偶然的事情。
And that you find yourself even in this church tonight.
你今天来到这个教会也不是偶然的。
Because the Bible says that God is looking for you.
因为圣经说神在寻找你们。
He is seeking to find you.
他在寻找，他要找到你们。
And the Bible also says that if we will look for God, if we will seek Him, we will find Him.
圣经说，如果我们去寻找，我们就一定能够找到他。
So really, that's what we're about. As far as teaching English, this you will find no greater people than the people you find in the Church of Jesus Christ, in this church, in the churches in America.
所以你不会找到比在教会里边这些基督徒更好的人在美国。这是我们要讲给你们的。
So I've got, I think all of the new students are on my email list. If you're not, I will get you before you leave.
Email list 里面。
Okay? And if I don't have your email, you see me before I leave and we will welcome you to everything, every opportunity we have for you to work on your English and also have an opportunity to get to know the Lord.
如果你没有 email 的话，一会儿来找我，我会把你 email 加上去。
Okay, we have one other thing I want to close with. And again, it's especially for people that are new to America.
我还有一件事情，就是特别是对刚刚来到美国的人有一件最后一件事情。
You have a big decision to make in these next few days, you people who are new to America.
你需要在下边几天你要做一些很重要的一些决定。
You have to decide what kind of approach you want to take to living in America.
你需要决定用什么样一个 approach.
What kind of approach, what kind of attitude towards life in America you want to take.
你需要用一个什么样的心态来在这个美国生活下来。
And I have participated with a group that has studied the different ways that international students who come to America, there are four different categories or manners or approaches that they that international students have about living in America.
我们有一个小组，我们在研究说，所有的外国学生到美国来说，有大概有四种不同的方式来适应美国的生活。
The first approach, I'm ready.
第一种方式
is what we call isolation.
就是自己在那儿关门自守。
And that's the attitude. I'm only going to be with Chinese people.I'm only going to be with people in my school, my department at the university. I'm going to stay very, very tight and close.
Yeah, 我觉得这事就是说我非常的这个内向，然后我只和中国人和只和我们那个楼里边的，只和我系里边的人讲话。
There's a second approach, though.
另外一个方式
is what we call strategic adaptation.
是一个
Sorry, Brother Lee.
Yeah, it's hard to make a 是一个很这个。很有策略的一个适应的过程。
And as you can see, that's the attitude is that I'm going to be involved in American culture only in the ways that will help me be successful in my studies, in my degree, or in my profession.
这就是说我要学习美国的文化，这样呢，只是为了我将来在美国能够扎根有用，是对我学习、对我工作或者对这有用。
Look at the third way, though.
第三个位。第三个方法
what we would call bicultural.
是双重文化。
That's the person who says, I want to enjoy America, but I still want to celebrate the fact that I am Chinese.
我很愿意享受美国的生活，但是我仍然愿意这个celebrate 我的中国的文化。
My language, my nationality, my family are all Chinese.
我的语言、我的国家、我的这个家庭全都是中国，全都是中国文化。
But my body is in America.
但是我的人是在美国。
And so this person tries to take be involved in the best things about China and the best things about America.
他是把两边最好的东西都拿过来。
And then the fourth attitude.
最后一个方式。
And these are the people who say, I want to forget China.
我想把中国忘掉。
The category is assimilation. But they say, I want to forget China, I want to be an American.
我要把中国就是完全忘掉，我就要变成一个美国人。
I want to move as far away as I can from Chinese culture or language. I only want to be with Americans, not with anyone who speaks Chinese.
所以我要把这个中国离的让它越离得我越远越好，我要把所有美国东西都弄过来。
And so you have these four different approaches to living in America.
所以你在美国有四种不同的生活方式。
And you can see that number one and number four are on the ends of the spectrum.
所以你看第一和第四是两个极端。
Next slide. You can see that isolation and then assimilation are the opposite ways of approaching life in America.
所以你看到这两边是两个非常极端的一种生活的方式。
What I want to invite you to do is
我今天邀请你要做的是
next slide,
下一个
is to think about being involved in American culture to some degree.
是想设法能够在一定程度上来摄入美国的生活，美国文化。
You decided to come to this party tonight.
你决定今天要来这个晚上的聚会。
You could have stayed in your nice, luxurious apartment, very comfortable, you know, with great food that you were going to prepare for yourself, instead of coming to this party tonight. But you chose to leave the university and come here.
你本来可以在自己一个舒适的这个公寓里边可以做自己的事情，吃自己的吃最好的饭，然后但是你决定你选择你可以来这里聚会。
So you chose not to be in isolation, but you chose to be involved.
所以你决定不愿意变成这个孤立自己，而愿意那个参与。
So that's my invitation to you.
这是我对你们的邀请。
That you have come here not just to get a great education.
你来这不仅仅是为了得到一个好的教育。
So that you can get a great job.
你得到一个好的工作。
And maybe find a great husband or wife.
找一个好的先生和太太。
And make millions of renminbi.
然后弄成为百万富翁。
But you've come here to learn some other things.
你来这要学些其他东西。
To experience some other things that you will not experience at UCF, perhaps.
去经历一些在其他地方，在 UCF， 比如在 UCF 不能经历的东西。
So I hope tonight that you will celebrate that you are Chinese.
所以我今天愿意能够庆祝你是一个中国人。
And you will celebrate the fact that what we know, many of us as Christians know, that God has brought you to America for you to experience many other things in your life.
你应该庆祝神带你来到美国，你要经历很多很多完全不一样的东西。
It is a great honor to be in this church with you tonight.
是非常的荣幸能够今天在这里能见到你们。
My friend and my brother Chen Biao is a great man that I respect very much.
我的朋友和我的兄弟陈彪就是我们的牧师，我们是很好的朋友。
Every time I have come to this fellowship, I have felt great warmth and hospitality.
每次我来到这样的聚会的时候，我都觉得非常的温暖，然后非常的被温暖的接待的。
So we thank you for letting us show some of our photographs from your great country.
我很谢谢你给我这机会来这个来，授给你们这个中国的这些 picture.
I hope no one began to cry.
我希望大家不要感动的流泪，
homesick,
不要想家。
But I hope it made you proud of your country.
我希望你这样能够让你为你自己的祖国而感到骄傲。
And excited about being in America.
然后能够来到美国而感到很这个 excited. 好，谢谢。谢谢Caroline 的 James 这么好的图画，很多地方我都没有去过。我出国可能时间比较早了一点，当时在国内的时候上学。一是交通不发达，但是兜里没钱，所以那段时间很多很多地方都是没有去过。现在回去的时候觉得，哎呀，看看中国就是能够照到这些照片，能够去的地方真是非常机会非常非常难得。好，谢谢 ，Thank you very much。好，我们今天再一次欢迎这个我们今天的新的朋友、新的同学来到我们当中。有没有什么大家需要讲几句话的？我可以给你们一点时间，有没有时间需要即兴发表？